在前几年讲过，就说好多的牧者也领受异象，就是有很多的变化。
So previous weeks we talked about a lot of our forefathers have received a vision, that is there will be changes to come.
但是这些变化，神通过显示告诉我们的目的，不是要我们惊慌。
So the reason for God to reveal the changes for us is not to make us feel afraid.
而是让我们要装备好。
The reason is for us to be prepared.
因为神非常的爱我。
Because God loves us.
因为他是好牧人，好牧人呢，要把我们带到什么？青草地上。
Because he's a good shepherd, as a good shepherd, he will lead us to the green pasture.
圣经里面也讲的，就是即使我们经过嘶鹰的幽谷，他也要不，我们也不怕遭害。
So the Bible says, even though we go through the valley of death, we shall not be afraid.
那，就是在任何的情况下呢，神的目的都是赐平安的意念，不是要降灾祸的意念。
So in every situation that we face, there is this reason, the reason for God for us to keep us safe, not to harm us.
所以，不管什么样的情况发生呢，就是我们一定要认识我们这位守约的神。
So no matter what happens, we need to know this God who is a covenant-keeping God.
那事实上，圣经上讲的非常清楚，在要来的日子呢，就是深藏指纳，就是越来越急剧的震动会发生。
So the Bible says in the end times there will be childbirth pain.
而且会越来越震动的幅度越来越大，频率也越来越高。
So the contraction will be more frequent and so as the amplitude.
就是很多的事情都要发生。
So a lot of things are going to happen.
那事实上，科学家最近也是在发现，就是说现在气候的变化已经是非常非常的可怕。
And also the scientists have recently found out the changes in the weather is so severe that it's quite serious right now.
昨天第一次科学家报道，在南极呢，在当日的温度升高40摄氏度，40 degrees Celsius，就是跟平均来讲，在南极。
So yesterday there was some news on Antarctica. The weather has increased by 40 Celsius.
就是过去平均的话是负的五十三度啊，负的五十三度。
So usually at this time it's usually minus 53 Celsius.
但是呢，现在是负的17度，
But now it's minus 17 Celsius.
所以就说有40度的这样一个升温呢，对科学家来讲这是不可理喻的。
So it's 40 degrees Celsius increase in heat, so it's understandable.
那所以就说，这些迹象呢，跟圣经上讲的都是不谋而合。
So all these signs is correspond to the Bible, to what Bible has said.
那神呢，不是要让这些事情发生。
So it is not God's intention to allow these things to happen.
但是神呢，告诉我们这些东西一定要发生。
However, God told us that these things shall come to pass.
那他为什么要告诉我们这些事情一定要发生，提前要告诉我们呢？
Why is that he wants to let us know in advance that these things are going to happen?
因为你是我的儿女，我是你的神。
Because you are my child and I am your God.
只有依靠我，你们才能够度过这一切。
Only rely on me, then you shall stand against all these things.
也只有依靠我，你们才有丰盛的生命。
Only stand by me, then you can have abundant life.
那耶稣讲呢？他说：“盗贼来是要毁坏、偷窃、杀害。”但是我来是要让得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
So he says that the thief come to harm, to steal, and to destroy. However, I come to give you life and to give you abundant life.
所以呢，我们必须要来认识我们这位守约的神。
So we need to know this covenant-keeping God.
守约就是说，不管什么情况发生，他要兑现他的话，他要按照他的话而行。
So to which covenant keeping meaning that no matter what happened, he will keep his promise.
那我想看到神的性格有点像希腊人。
So God's character is a lot like the Greek.
我只是讲一个故事啊，就是我曾经有一个希腊的一个房客。
So, I want to share a story with you that I used to have a tenant who is from Greece.
他非常非常的特别。
He's very special.
那我们好多时候呢，过去跟一些房客打交道呢，交房租的时候他们就不交，有时候我们就要去追房租。
So, in the past, we have a lot of tenants that will be late on their payment. So I have to go and check.
但是这个房客呢很特别，我们就想提醒他哪天哪天要交房租了。
So, but this tenant is quite special. Like, for example, we want to remind him on which day he's supposed to pay his rent.
他非常非常的生气。
But he gets very mad.
他说：“你知道我告诉你那天我要交房租吗？我已经讲过了，对不对？”他已经告诉我们那一天总是交房租。
Oh, okay. So he questioned us. I already told you on which day I'm going to pay my rent.
你这样对我的不信任是对我人格的侮辱。
So you show this kind of disrespect when you question me when I'm going to pay because you do not trust me.
我们就赶紧说 sorry.
And then we say sorry.
但是你要知道这样的一个房客你喜欢还是不喜欢。
But to this kind of tenant, do you like it or not?
那即使跟他冲突的时候呢你不喜欢。
So, when we're in a conflict, you do not like this kind of person.
但是你过后你非常的喜欢为什么因为他是讲什么话他是非常信实的。
But afterwards, when you think about it, you actually like this kind of tenant because when he says it, says something that he will do.
所以我说神可能是像 Greek.
So that's why I say that maybe God is like the Greek.
我不知道别的 Greek 是怎么样的。
I don't know. I have no idea. What about other people from the Greek? I'm not sure.
但是这个希腊人给我的印象特别好。
So, but this Greek gave me a very good impression.
但我相信呢，神远远的比这个希腊人更守约。
But God is far more covenant-keeping, trustworthy than Greek.
所以我们要来认识，就是不管什么样的情况发生呢，他会按他的话来兑现。
So no matter what happens, God is going to keep His promise.
我们最近讲到亚伯拉罕，不管在什么情况下，不管他软弱还是刚强，神都会来保护他。
So recently we talked about Abraham. No matter in what kind of situation. God is always gonna keep him safe.
那今天我们再次的要讲到亚伯拉罕。
So once again, we're going to talk about Abraham today.
那今天我们来翻开这个加拉太书第三章第六到第三章。
Well, let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
那这里呢我们先读一节圣经就是第六到第九节。
Verse 6 to 9.
那正如亚伯拉罕信神这就算为他的义。
Consider Abraham, he believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
所以你们要知道呢一信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Understand, then those who believe are children of Abraham.
并且圣经既然预先抗命神要叫外邦人因信称义就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说万国都必因你得福。
The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham, all nations will be blessed.
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham.
特别是第七节讲到呢，所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So pay attention to verse 7, it says, understand then those who believe are children of Abraham.
特别是在加拉太书、罗马书呢，保罗就来证明论证。我们是进入亚伯拉罕的约里面。
So especially in the book of Galatians and also book of Romans, so Paul is trying to convince us that we are children of Abraham.
那好多人呢认为就是新约和旧约有很大的区别，但是呢，保罗说我们就是要进入旧约亚伯拉罕的约。
So a lot of people think there's a lot of difference between the Old Testament and New Testament, but the Paul is trying to let us know that we are supposed to enter into the covenant with Abraham.
但是这个新旧约最后的这个真正的这个 fullness 呢，在新约，在耶稣基督，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙来临的时候。
So the fullness of the covenant comes in the New Testament and the children of Abraham and Christ.
那新约里面呢就完成了旧约所有一切的约。
So the New Testament fulfilled all the promises through the Old Testament.
那所以呢，就是说，进去跟亚伯拉罕的一些东西呢，今天在我们基督徒的身上呢，都有。
So those things are given to Abraham is are also given to us the believers.
就像刚才圣经里面讲的，以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Just like the verse has said, those who believe are children of Abraham.
所以我们今天就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So we are the children of Abraham today.
所以呢，我们要一定要知道亚伯拉罕的这个神呢，就是我们的神。
So we need to understand that the God of Abraham is our God.
他怎么样对待亚伯拉罕，他就怎么样对待我。
How he had treated Abraham in the same way he would also treat us.
那前一段时间呢，我们特别的讲到，就是说亚伯拉罕在他软弱的时候，在他困境的时候呢，神都出手，神都要保护他。
So, in previous week we talked about even in his weakness, Abraham still helped Abraham. God still helped Abraham.
今天我们继续要接着亚伯拉罕讲呢，人在软弱里面呢，人的软弱和罪性呢会造成后果，但是呢，不能阻止神的应许。
So today we're going to talk about the same thing. Even though in our people's weakness, despite our weakness, God, we will never stop from God's work.
在人的软弱会造成后果，会有痛苦。
So there will be consequences in our sinful, actions.
但是呢，是不能阻止神的应许的实现。
However, you can never stop from the fulfillment of God's promise.
那今天的信息呢非常的重要，为什么？因为你发现亚伯拉罕生命里面出现的这些问题呢，正好在人类历史基督徒的生命里面都在出现。
So today, pay attention to the story that everything that happened to Abraham, the story that happened to him, is also happening to all the descendants of to us.
他的软弱，今天的人也在有这样的软弱。
So his weakness also manifested in us.
他的痛苦，今天的人也有痛苦。
So his pain is also in us.
他的神怎么样兑现神给他的祝福，今天照样也兑现在我们的身上。
So however God has fulfilled the promise in him, God is also going to fulfill.
那我们先来读几段这个关于亚伯拉罕的故事。
So let's read several stories about Abraham.
创世纪15章1到6节。
So Genesis chapter 15.Verse 1 to 16.
这件事情呢发生在什么时候呢？
When did it happen?
这发生在就是亚伯拉罕呢用这个183个人壮丁呢去把他的侄子罗德就从那四个王的手里面抢回来，而且把手打了一个大胜仗。
So the story happened right after Abraham tookhis men, 153 of them, go to rescue his nephew Lot, and he won a victory in the battle.
那这里面讲到呢，这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯拉罕说：“亚伯拉罕，你不要惧怕，你是我的盾牌，我必大大的赏赐你。”
So it says, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision: "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your very great reward."
第二节，亚伯兰说：“主耶和华呀，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢
？”So Abraham said, "O Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and there's no one the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer the Damascus."
他说，并且要承受我家业的大马色人伊利一些。亚伯兰又说：“你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的就是我的后世。”
And Abraham said that you gave me no children, so the servant in my household will be my heir.
耶和华又对他说，这人并不能称为你的后世，你本身所生的才称为你的后世。
Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your body will be your heir.
于是领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
He took him outside and said, "Look up the heavens and count the stars. If indeed you can count them," then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be."
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Abraham believed the God, the Lord, and he credited it to him as his righteousness.
大家在读这些经文的时候呢，来注意它的细节。
So pay attention while you read the verse.
因为我们讲过，就是圣经里面没有一个字是随便乱写。
As we have mentioned before, that there are no words that are wasted in the Bible.
那这里讲的每一个字呢，都是神的启示。
So every word is a revelation from the Lord.
那 这里我们不想讲，我们再读完圣经以后呢，我们再讲，再读这个创世纪十六章一到十六节。
So we will continue to read Genesis chapter 16.
亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女，撒来有一个使女名叫夏甲，是埃及人。
Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, so she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar.
撒来对亚伯兰说：“耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以迎他的孩子。”亚伯兰听从了撒来的话。
So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her."
于是亚伯兰的妻子撒来见使女埃及人夏甲，给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南地住了十年。
So after Abram had been living in Canaan for 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife.
亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕，他见自己有孕，就小看他的中母。
He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress.
撒来对亚伯兰说，我因你受屈了。我见我的使女放在你的怀中，她见自己有了孕，就小看我。愿耶和华在你我中间判断。
So Sarah said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I'm suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she's pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me."
Verse 6. 亚伯兰对撒来说，使女在你手下，你可以随意待她。撒拉就仆待她，她就从撒来面前逃走。
Your servant is in your hand, Abram said.Do with her whatever you think best. Then Sarah mistreated Hagar, so she fled from him.
耶和华的使者在旷野使我路上的水边遇见他。
Then the angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring, and that it was a spring that is beside the road to shore.
对他说：“撒来的侍女夏甲，你从哪里来，往哪里去？”
And he said, Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?
夏甲说，我从我的主母撒来面前逃出来。
I'm running away from my mistress Sarai, she asked.
耶和华的使者对他说，你回到你主母那里，伏在他手下。
Then the angel of the Lord told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her.
第十节又说，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。
The angel added, I will increase your descendant that they will be too numerous to count.
十节并说，你如今怀孕要生一个儿子，可以给他起名叫以实玛利，因为耶和华听见了你的苦情。
The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now with a child, and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard your mystery."
好，在我们这里呢，就是说，我们再读一下十七章十五到二十二节。
Let's continue to chapter 17, verse 15.
那后来呢，神又对亚伯拉罕说，十七章十五节，神又对亚伯拉罕说，你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名要叫撒拉。
So here says, God also said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to her Sarai, her name will be Sarah.
我必赐福给她，也要使你从她得一个儿子，我要赐福给她，她必做多国之母。必有百姓的君王从她而出。
I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her.
啊，十七节讲到呢，亚伯拉罕就夫妇在地嬉笑，心里说：一百岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉已经九十岁了，还能生养吗
？Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself.Will a son be born to a man 100 years old?
十八节就讲到，亚伯拉罕说，但愿以实玛利活在你面前。
And Abraham said unto God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing.
十九节讲，神说，不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。
And God said yes.But your wife Sarah will give you a son, and you will name him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him.
至于以实玛利，我也应允你，我必赐福给他，使他长盛，极其繁多，他必生十二个族长， 我要使他成为大国。
And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his number. He will be father of 12 rulers. I will make him into a great nation.
到明年这时节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约。
But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year.
神和亚伯拉罕说完了话，就离开他上山去了。
When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him.
那这是一段牧师就说，神对亚伯拉罕说呢，你的妻子要生孩子。
So it's a story that when God told Abraham that your wife will give you a son.
我们再读一段圣经。
Let's read one more.
21章1-21节。
Genesis chapter 21.
耶和华按着先前说的话眷顾撒拉，便照他所说的给撒拉成就。
Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised.
但亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
Sarah became pregnant and born a son to Abraham in his old age, at that very time God had promised him.
亚伯拉罕给撒拉所生的儿子起名叫以撒。
Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him.
以撒生下来第八日，亚伯拉罕照着神所吩咐的给以撒行了割礼。
When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him.
他儿子以撒生的时候，亚伯拉罕年100岁。
Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him.
撒拉说：“神使我喜笑。”方听见的必与我一同喜笑。
Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me.
又说谁能预先对亚伯拉罕说撒拉要乳养婴孩呢？因为在他年老的时候，我给他生了一个儿子。
And she added, Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age.
孩子见长就断了奶，以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕白色丰盛的筵席。
And the child grew and was lean, and on the day Isaac was lean, Abraham held a great feast.
当时撒拉看见埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子喜笑。
But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar, the Egyptian, had born to Abraham was mocking.
就对亚伯拉罕说：“你把这使女和她儿子赶出去，因为这使女的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。”
And she said to Abraham, "Get rid of the slave woman and his son."But that slave woman's son will never share in my inheritance with my son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故很忧愁。
The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“你不必为这童子和你的使女忧愁。”
But God said to him, "Do not be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant."
凡撒拉对你说的话，你都该听从，因为从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。
Listen to whatever Sarah tells you.Because it is through Isaac your offspring will be reckoned.
至于使女的儿子，我也必是他的后裔，成为一国。
I will make the son of the maidservant into a nation also, because he is your offspring.
因为他是你所生的。
Because he is your offspring.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，拿饼和一皮带水给了夏甲，搭在他的肩上，又把孩子交给他，打发他走了。
Early next morning, Abraham took some food and skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He sent them on her shoulder and set her.
夏甲就走了，在别是巴的旷野走迷了路。
She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba.
皮带的水用尽了，夏甲就把孩子撇在小树底下，自己走开有一箭之远，先对儿子说：“我不忍看见孩子死。”就先对儿子放声大哭。
When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down nearby about a bow shoot away. For she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And as she sat nearby, she began to sob.
神听见童子的声音，神的使者从天上呼叫夏甲说，夏甲，你为何这样呢？不要害怕，神已经听见童子的声音了。
God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her,What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lays there.
起来，把童子抱在怀中，我必使他的后裔称为大国。
Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation.
神赐夏甲的眼睛明亮，他就看见一口水井，便去将皮带盛满了水给童子喝。
Then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water, so she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink.
神保佑童子，他就见长。
God was with the boy as he grew up.
住在旷野，成了弓箭手。
He lived in the desert and became an archer.
他住在巴兰的旷野，他母亲从埃及给他娶了一个妻子。
While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt.
你读了这些圣经呢？我不知道你有什么感受。
So what do you think after you read all of these verses?
你觉得亚伯拉罕是受神的祝福呢，还是没有属祝福呢？
Do you think Abraham was under God's blessing or no?
你觉得亚伯拉罕活得很幸福呢，还是很痛苦呢？
Do you think Abraham was living a great life or a miserable life?
那这就是一个活生生的人，他是一个普通的人。
He is a man, a normal person.
那圣经里面讲的话呢，我们讲的都是真实的事情，是真理。
So everything written in the Bible are truth, are the real things that have happened.
你就知道这些事情是发生在一个普通人的身上的事情。
So you know these things happen in a normal person's life.
那有一件事情呢，我们知道就是亚伯拉罕呢，因着这两个儿子呢，一个伊什玛里和伊撒呢。这件事情呢，他非常痛。
But one thing for sure, you know that he was really distressed by his two sons, Ishmael and Isaac.
其实今天全世界的问这个所有战争问题的中心呢，就是这两个儿子的后代。
So right now, all the battle, the war, it happened a lot of time was between the descendant of these two tribes.
今天所有阿拉伯的世界的人呢，他们认为他们是伊什玛里的子孙。
So people from Arab, they believe they are the descendant. They are the descendant of Ishmael.
那犹太人呢，认为他们就是以撒的子孙。
So for the Jews, they believe they are the descendant of Isaac.
那今天呢，在那个中东的地方呢，战争永远不断。
So in the Middle East, there are always wars going on in the region.
那今天的这个战争永远不断呢，是因为亚伯拉罕的这两个儿子。
So because of Abraham's two sons, that's why the wars never ended in Middle East.
那这个今天几千年以后的这个历史呢，是从这个地方开始。
So the history many years after was based on what happened here.
那今天这几段故事呢，我们主要要有几个重点要讲。
So this, I have few important.No, points to point out here.
那第一点呢，就是说在这个十五章的时候呢，就是神和亚伯拉罕立约，就是说我要让你的儿女啊，就是说像地上的沙、海边、天上的星那样多。
So in chapter 15, God had promised that Abraham's descendant would be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
那个时候亚伯拉罕已经可能七八十岁了。他又没有孩子，他有一个仆人啊，就是大马色的这个仆人呢，他说将来都是他的了，我产业都是他的，你没有给我孩子，我怎么会有这样的祝福呢？
So Abraham was about maybe 70s or 80s. He has no children. He only have a servant that is in his household, Eliezer the Damascus. So he think that this guy, this person will inherit everything that he has.
那神就给他讲呢，他说从你而生的，从你身体里面而生的，才要成为你的后裔。
But God said, "It's only a son from your own body will be your heir."
事实上，在创世纪十二章，神就讲了，说你的后裔，你的后裔要祝福多。
So actually, from Genesis chapter 12, God already told Abraham that your descendants will be as numerous.As the sand on the shore.
就是神一直说是你的后裔，但是呢，亚伯拉罕因为四十岁、五十岁、六十岁都不生孩子，人就会动摇，人就会有像各种的想法。
So because God have already told him that your descendants will become your heir, but however, because Abraham never had any children, so when he was 40 and then between 50, 60 and 70s, so he lost hope.
从这个故事里面，刚才我们读的呢，神不管你发生什么，最后 好让这个他的应许要实现，一定要实现。
So from the story, we can see that no matter what happened, in you, God will still fulfill His promise.
那今天就是神给我们通过圣经，通过圣灵跟你讲，有好多的应许在。但是呢，在这个过程里面，等候的过程里面，我们好多时候不知道怎么办。
So for example, for us, God has given us, the promises through the Bible, through the Holy Spirit. However, in the midst of waiting, a lot of times we lose, you know, patience.
但是呢，我们从这个圣经刚才读的里面讲到，就是不管你怎么样，你的身体怎么样，你认为怎么样，神最后还是要实现他的应许。
But from the story, we'll see that it's despite, despite what you say or what happens to you or your body or whatever, God is still going to fulfill.
因为神是信实的神。
Because God is a covenant, is a faithful God.
神说话他是算数的。
Whatever He says, He will come to pass.
这是第一点，就是说你从所有跟神跟亚伯拉罕同行的这个故事里面就发现，神就是一个守约的神，他就在那里说，亚伯拉罕，我跟你立了约，我一定要帮助你，一定要管你的事，一定要祝福你。
For example, you as your same friend, Abraham, you know that God is a faithful God. So no matter what happens to Abraham, God says that I will come and help you and fulfill all the promises that I have for you.
但是呢，好多时候我们让我们非常的不舒服的一点，神不说几年哪年哪月哪日。
But there's something that is quite uncomfortable for us because.God never mentioned the time, like, for example, what day or what year or what month.
神在那时候，我在这个信主不久，那是25岁，我成天传福音，我就求神给我一个对象。
So when I was 25, I became a believer, so I prayed to God that God will give me a family.
那我那时候呢，成天都是很喜乐，传福音啊，别人都觉得我这个人不孤单。
So I was very joyful back then, and then I always tell people about the good news. So people think that I'm never lonely.
他们认为我这个人不需要一个伴侣，我太喜乐了。
So they thought that I am a person that you know who does not need a partner.
但是当我安静下来一个人的时候呢，我还是觉得很孤独，我需要一个伴侣。
But however, when I in my quiet time, I saw that I still need a partner in my life.
是，我说神啊，我有没有独生的？我觉得没有。
Do I have the anointing of being single? But I felt no.
长话短说，神事实上我在求这个我的对象，从神在梦里面借着别人就真的有启示给我。
So actually, while I was asking God for a partner, it's through a dream that God had already revealed it to someone else.别人
通过别人也通过我自己的梦。
Okay, so someone else also through my dream.
那我有一次那个梦里面呢，我就老说神啊，你给我一个太太，我会侍奉你更好。
So in my dream, I was telling God. So I told God that if you give me a wife, I can serve you even better.
因为那时候我很热情啊，我不能只给男孩子传福音，一个女人也传福音。那女人就觉得你这个小伙子这么热情。那姑娘都有时候误解我。
Because I was really passionate in, you know, like telling people about the gospel, but I cannot only aim it in the males, right? I always talk to the girls as well. However, because I was too passionate, a lot of girls misunderstood me.
所以我说不行啊，我这个他不能让误导别人，但是你给我一个太太，我们两个人一起传福音的话，这样就比较好。
So I thought that it's better for me to have a wife so that together we can, you know, like tell people, tell girls about.
而且我也确实需要我对的有一个家庭。
And I thought also I need a family too.
神一直在梦里面，我的想法说，神啊，你给我一个家庭，给我一个太太，我会侍奉你更好。
So I felt that God give me a family, give me a wife, so I can serve you better.
但是神在梦给我一个梦呢，写了一段话。
However, I had a dream. In the dream, there's a sentence written by God.
他说 ，It's not so that if I give you a family, you will serve me better, but it's the other way around.When you serve me, I will give you a wife.
还用英文写的
？Yeah, 英文写。I don't know why it's English. I
don't know. 对，是英文写，就是说不是这样子的。如果你我不是因为给你一个太太，你会服侍我更好，而是 我给你个太太，你会合适的。
不是我问题，
不
是
我
啊！
过程
哦，
我
会给你 ，OK， 你不是我过程，我会给你看看。
I don't know why， 我不知道为什么是英文，可能他先是英讲英文的人的什么，或者是在加拿大的地方有遇见吧。
I don't understand why he wrote it in English, but maybe it's because I'm in Canada.
但是在这个梦里面呢，我就知道神清楚的给我讲，你服侍我，我就成就这一切。
So I knew clearly in the dream that God was telling me that serve me, I will bless you.
所以呢，我就把这个事情就放下。
So I laid this thing down.
但是呢，你常常神又不歧视，等一点，等一个提示。
But God never mentioned the date, you know, like the time, the timing.
25, 26, 27, 31.
So I was,
32.
对，我就25岁、26岁，后来都30、31、32。
那时候准备要去读神学，回中国，啊，我就告诉我妈妈，我说我要去读神学了。
So I was on my way for my Bible college, and I was going back to China for a while. So I told my mom that I'm going to a Bible college.
她说你在外面晃来晃去的做什么？不成家。
So she was.Questioning me, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you not married?
你读书读书要读到猴年马月。
So how long are you going to spend your time and you know your education?
因为我读了一个又读一个，读了一个又读一个。
Because I was on my degree to the next degree and on and on.
啊，他说你不结婚，我也不平安，你一个人在国外。
So she said that I am not at peace if you are not married.
那我说呢，你信耶稣就平安了。
And I said, if you believe in the in Jesus Christ, you will have the peace.
他说你不结婚，我也不信你的耶稣。
She said, if you don't get married, I'm not going to believe in your Jesus.
哦，后来我就哄他，哄他就是你这样为我祷告，好吧？你这样为我的婚姻祷告，神会听你的祷告。
And then I was trying to convince her by saying that pray for me, then you know probably God will listen to your prayers.
那时候我要回加拿大的时候住在清华大学一个我一个同学的家里。
So I was about to go back to Canada and I stay in one of my
Beijing for a few days.
Yeah, I stayed in Beijing, the University of Tsinghua for a few days.
完了以后呢他们那些同学的家长啊我这同学带一些东西啊什么都要给我介绍对象。
But everyone in that place, that their family, their adult, I mean, so their parents were trying to, you know, like introduce girls to me.
那些留学生、博士毕业，对吧？这 McGill 大学的国外好大学毕业、博士毕业，都想给我介绍对象。
So everyone was trying to, you know, give me a blind date, because I was graduated from, you know, like.Overseas, you know, high degree in PhD.
那我又不能跟他们讲读神学，我要去读神学做牧师，他们也不明白，所以我就支支吾吾，支支吾吾。
So, but because I cannot explain to them, I was going to the Bible college because they didn't understand. So I was, you know, like I didn't know what to do.
Try to find excuses.
Yeah, they're trying to find excuses.
但是回来以后两个星期呢，我就给我妈妈寄了一张照片，我说这是我的女朋友。
However, 2 weeks after I came back to Canada, I sent a letter to my mom with a photo and say that this is my girlfriend.
神听了你的祷告。
And I told her that God has listened to your prayer.
但是呢，在这个我就讲到这个神呢，好多时候他不跟你讲哪一月哪一日。
So what I'm trying to say is that God will never tell you the exact timing.
那所以我讲的第二点呢就是神在这个等候的过程里面呢会用自己的办法去实现神的应许。
And the second point I want to emphasize is that while you are waiting for God's promise, a lot of time people will, you know, use their own discretion to, you know, make decisions.
那有时候在这个过程就像亚伯拉罕一样他一开始想到哦神说我的后裔那就是这个仆人了我没有孩子就是这个仆人。
So here, for example, when Abraham couldn't have children, he would say, oh, my descendant then will be probably my servant.
神又说，哦，不不不不，是从你 血而生的才是你的后裔。
But God said, no, it's not him, it's from your body. You will have a
那撒拉就想，哦，神说是从亚伯拉罕的身体，我不能生，可能有另外的方法。来，把我的侄女给他，也是从亚伯拉罕身体出来。
And then Sarah would say, okay, since I cannot have children, but the promise is that it's through Abraham's body, then I will give him my servant, probably he will have a descendant through her.
啊，他就想了一个很好的主意，这个主意是历史上没有人能想到的主意，就是把自己的侄女给他的丈夫，生个孩子算了。
So she have, you know, found her great solution to the problem.You know, like, out of everyone's, you know, shock, like, she actually gave her servant to Abraham in order to have a son, a family through Hagar.
弟兄姐妹，你发现十六章呢，圣经神并未讲亚，他是不孕症，神并没有说是亚伯拉罕什么呢的妻子撒来不给他生儿女，没有生儿女，没有说他是不孕症，但是撒拉自己讲呢，我不能生。明白，这大家要仔细读圣经。圣经讲呢，没有讲他不能生育，而是说他没有给他生儿子。
So the Bible says that, Abraham's wife born him no children. However, when Abraham was saying, is that, I cannot have children. So it's a different thing. Like,
所以你知道，当好多年这个应许不来的时候呢，我们就怀孕。我不。
I haven't, you know, give you the children yet.
所以人呢就会用各种的想法去判断神的事情。
So we will use our, you know, own discretion to, you know, try to understand God.
那就说，我曾经碰到过一个，在神学院的时候碰到过一个同学，就是他们结婚十二年，就是没有孩子，很想要孩子。
So, I have a classmate in my Bible college.It's a couple. They always want to have children, but for over 12 years, they couldn't have it.
所以他们两个人仍然就做好了这个准备，两个人就是在一起服侍主就好了，没有打算要孩子。
So they were prepared for, just, you know, like two of them that are serve God without any children.
我们去 Kansas City 时，他们是第一对接待我们的夫妻，对我们特别的热情。
So they were the first couple who received us, while we're in Kansas City.
那他太太还是我的车的教练。
his wife is also my driving, coach.
这对夫妇特别有爱心，特别有耐心。
They are full of patience, full of love.
我今天都不能忘记。
To this day, I could never forget.
我记得这丈夫就说，当时我们穷嘛，就从垃圾箱里面捡了一个床垫，他就拼命，个子比我还矮，拼命帮啊帮啊，帮我搬回家。累死了，他一点也不抱怨。
Because back then we were poor and we found a mattress from the dumpster, so we're trying to move it to our house. So the husband who is even shorter than me, like tried all his best to help us to move the mattress.
后来他太太还叫我开车。
So and after that, his wife also taught me how to drive.
一开始我说让我太太叫我开车。
At first, I thought, okay, Susan.My wife could teach me how to drive.
一两次很快就把它 fire 掉了。
One or two times I fire her.
后来就是那个 Robin, 就是Chris 太太来叫我开车。
So after that is the wife, whose name is Robin, she taught me how to
drive. 所以我们非常想念她。
So we missed the.
因为那时候一起经历很多的生气。
Because together we went through a lot of miracles.
也许是我们给他带来了好运。
Maybe we bought them good luck.
结果我们碰上他们的那一年呢，十二年结婚十二年，她就怀孕了。
So and the year that we met them, they already been married for 12 years. They got pregnant.
所以他们的生活整个一个大调整，就原来因为计划就是没有孩子的生活，现在孩子又要来了，所有的东西都开始又重新的来布置。
So their household had a great.Changes because they were prepared for no children, but now the child came, so everything changes in the household.
等了十二年。
They waited for 12 years.
这里也讲到亚伯拉罕在迦南那块地方十年。
So here it says Abraham was in the land of Canaan for over 10 years.
所以呢，这个时候人们就想各种办法。
So the ways.
人们通常基督徒 信神的人所犯的两个错误。
So I want to mention two mistakes that believers, Christians usually make.
他们所犯的错误呢，不会让神的应许不实现，但是呢，给他们带来痛苦。
So the mistakes will not stop God from His promises. However, it will bring consequences in our lives.
第一个呢，就是撒拉因着他自己的小性格，没有这种耐心，就是小性嘛，就等不及。
So
等不及用神手呢，要做这个生的事情。这是第一个。
So first of all, Sarah, because she lost her patience, and she couldn't wait for God's promise, she used her own ways, trying to, you know, fulfill God's promise.
你知道，有时候用人手做的事情做不了神的事情。
But you have to know that if you do it, your own ways will never accomplish what God's way.
那人的这些所做的事情呢，会给人带来什么？
So things that we did in our human ways will bring consequences.
一开始看起来很正常啊，哎呦，我这个使女，这使女很受苦呀，这埃及使女呢，她生的孩子就算我的呀。
At first, he thinks it's normal. Okay, my servant is very, you know, like good, submit to me. Then if she has a child, then her child will be my child.
那后来发现她这个使女一怀孕了，她看不起这个主母了。看你不能生育啊、哦，我能生育。
But however, when Hagar got pregnant, she started to despise her mistress by saying, "Okay, you can, you are barren. I have child now."
中国有句话叫“我要上辈了，我要上辈了，要下去了。”
So this saying Chinese that, "Okay, I am going to step ahead on the throne, and you are going to be, you know, trashed down."
Sarah 就无语了。
So Sarah lost her words.
撒亚子他没有抱怨下嫁呀，他抱怨谁？亚伯拉罕。这家庭的矛盾就开始了。
So Sarah did not complain to Hagar. Instead, she complained to Abraham.
你知道这次圣经就讲的是真理，讲的是真实发生的事。他没有抱怨他的使女。
So it is actually Bible is truth because it tells people about what really happened because Sarah did not complain to Hagar. Instead, she complained to her husband Abraham.
那他也没有说是我搞错了，是我搞出来的问题。他就亚伯拉罕
都是你的错，
这死老公。
So she didn't admit that it was her own mistake. Instead, she said, "Okay, it is your fault. Abraham is your fault."
他说因你使我受屈。我将我的使女放在你的怀里，他自己有了又就小看我，愿耶和华在你我中间判断。
And Sarah said, "You are responsible for the wrong suffering. I put my son in your arms, and now she knows she's pregnant. She despised me. May the Lord judge between you and me."
你看我这些姐妹都在笑，这些姐妹就是这样，事情搞错了就是老公的错。
So all the sisters are laughing because anything that goes wrong is your husband's fault, right?
哎呀，亚伯拉罕呢，我还是觉得他真的很水。
But to Abraham, I felt like he is really, you know, with God.
有点像我，有点像我。哎呦，我有点像他，我有点像他。
Like me, or I'm like him.
他没有去抱怨撒来，也没有抱怨夏甲。
So he did not complain about Hagar, and he did not complain about, you know, Sarah.
他说使女在你的手下，你可以随意待她，是你的使女啊。
And he only said that, "Oh, the servant is in your hand. Do whatever you think is best."
那撒拉呢？这时候不觉得，哦呦，这个使女啊，多贴心啊，苦待她。
Now Sarah didn't think, "Okay, oh, this is my main servant. I need to treat him." No, instead she mistreated her.
他就跑了。
So she fled to where
the way. 神看顾夏甲。
However, God was looking after Hagar.
这是第一点呢，人就用自己的方法呢，搞出很多名堂。
So this is the first point I'm trying to make that, you know, we try to use our own human ways, you know, to make.
人因为神呢，就是啊，有应许，经过圣经啊，这有时候我们不大信，我们基督徒也不大信。
So there's a lot of promises from God that even as Christians, as believers, we do not believe.
那神说你先求我的国，我的其他需用的都要加给你，
So Bible says that seek my kingdom and my righteousness first, everything else will be given to you.
当我们对这些话有怀疑的时候，我们要来求信心。
When we have doubt in this kind of words, we need to ask for faith.
但是不要试图来越过它，用自己的方法，就是说去不信的心来对待这些话。
But however, do not try to, you know, go over this kind of promise, you know, or treat this promise with your own understanding.
我要举一个例子，曾经有一对老前辈里面有一个兄妹两个。
So, for example, that there was an elderly siblings, yeah.
两个人呢都有家庭，都有各有一个女儿。
So the both siblings have their own family and they all have a daughter.
我就讲到这个人手做的事情啊，站不住。
So what I'm trying to emphasize is that you can never rely on human hands.
神所喜悦的事情呢，不要站立。
However, what God establish will stand firm.
这两个家庭都很爱主，都是教会的长老。
So these two families, they all love God, and they are all the elders in the church.
那这个两个人的女儿呢，都要参加诗班去服侍主。
So both daughters from the two families wants to be in the choir.
但是哥哥呢，就告诉女儿说。不要浪费时间，好好学习，将来有好的前途。
So the brother, told his daughter, say, no, don't go to the choir. You have to focus on your learning right now.
但是这个妹妹的呢，就说你要服侍，继续参加这个
私
帮。
So the sisters, she told her daughter, say, oh, go serve the Lord and go join the choir.
那他们就向这两个方向去发展。
So these two daughters kind of go, you know, like two different directions.
在十几二十年之后呢，这个哥哥的女儿确实是挺出色的。
So after about 10-20 years, the daughter of the brother, is quite success in her career.
但是呢，他父亲给他讲的那句话就是侍奉主没有你的学业重要。
However, what?Her father told her, kind of impacted her by saying that your education is more important than serving the Lord.
那后来呢，就不在主里面。后来结婚很快离婚，非常的痛苦。
So after that, she even though she was successful in her career, she got married and she got divorced again, and she was leading astray from the Lord.
但是呢，这个妹妹的女儿呢，看起来好像面冷风，在这个教育上，但是呢，人非常的受祝福。
So the daughter of the sister, even though she may not be as, you know, successful in a human's eye, but she was greatly blessed by the Lord.
那这是第一点，我就讲了，就人不能等候的时候，会造成一些麻烦。
So this is what I'm trying to say. So when you cannot wait for the Lord, there will be problems to come.
那第二个我要讲的呢，就是说。人呢，就是说，还有一个呢，就是说会，是我们亲人的这样一个知识，啊，就是我们的软弱呢，试探来自，最容易犯错误的是亲人的这方面。
So second point I want to point out is that a lot of times your temptations will come in your close ones, your families.
那这两点呢，就是说今天写在圣经里面，我们要注意的。
So it is written in the Bible. That's why we have to pay attention.
在今天的世界上，好多变动里面呢，它这样的东西呢，仇敌会继续来试探人。第一个，等不了。
So in this kind of you know changing situation, Satan is always coming to tempt us by telling you that you cannot wait.
第二个，你的亲人，你看你这个人信心很难的，你最亲的人，啊，来了。
And then the one that very close to you, your relatives, your family, they are coming to tempt you.
那中国有句话叫做英雄难过美人关。
So there's a Chinese saying like all the heroes cannot escape from beautiful woman.
Beauty. 所以圣经里面事实上承受应许的几个人都栽在美女的手里面。
Indeed, in the Bible, there are many people, many heroes that are supposed to inherit the kingdom are stumbled because of
the beautiful woman.
对不起，我并对美女没有任何的偏见，也可能是美男，没这个姐妹呢，这个在美男的手里面也有可能。
So I'm not saying that you know I don't against women, but I'm trying to say, I mean, sometimes even women can fall into you know like handsome men, right?
这亚当是第一个承受应许的人，啊，就是他的太太来，仇敌来通过他的太太来试探。
So, Adam is the first man to inherit the promise. However, Satan was using his wife to tempt him.
我相信夏娃是很漂亮。
I believe Eve is a very beautiful woman.
那亚伯拉罕这个太太呢，也是这样，就是这种试探是通过他的太太来。
And so as Abraham's saying to Abraham's wife, so the temptation came from his wife.
你想亚伯拉罕跟撒拉结婚很多年，他很爱她，他的太太也很漂亮，对不对
？So you can imagine that they would be married for many years, and also Sarah is a beautiful woman.
嗯，到70岁了，他也没有纳妾，就这个老婆。
So when he was 70 years old, he was still committed to only one wife.
但是他的老婆太爱他了，要他生个孩子，就说你这样这样这样那样。那亚伯拉罕说：“是吗？好吧。
”But the wife loved him too much by saying, "Okay, take my servant as a servant to have children with her." And then Abraham said, "Oh, is that right? Okay, then."
亚伯拉罕说：“这是不是放奸淫啊？”太太说：“不算不算，是我同意的。”
So maybe Abraham was asking, "Oh, am I commit adultery?" And then the wife probably said, "No, no, no. It's because I give you consent, then it's okay."
You see, 所以问题就出在这里，就是最亲的人，你最跟你很近的人，仇敌会通过这些来试探。
So those who are very close to you, like a lot of times, Satan is going to use this kind of relationship in order to tempt you.
那这写在圣经里面要做什么呢？就是要让后世的人注意了。
So why is it written in the Bible? Because it is give us the later generation to pay attention to.
如果亚伯拉罕会面临这样的情况试探呢，就是你们也会面临。
If Abraham is going to face this kind of temptation, so us.
那就是不管什么样的事情发生呢？神的应许还是要实现。
So no matter what happens, God's promise is always gonna come to pass.
那神就接着这个后面的经文呢说 ，No, 撒拉要生育，要通过撒拉要生育。
But later on, God said, "No, it is through Sarah that you will have a child."
而且通过以撒，你真正的后裔要出来。
And also through Isaac that you will have descendants.
后来呢？等以撒出生的时候呢？那时候以实玛利十四出生的时候13岁，那时候以实玛利被赶出家门的时候14岁。
So when Isaac was born, Ishmael was about 13 years old. So when Ishmael left the household and he was about 14.
圣经里面讲呢，亚伯拉罕非常的忧愁。
So the Bible says, Abraham was greatly distressed.
因为撒拉要把这个使女和他的孩子要赶出去。
Because Sarah is trying to cast out Hagar and Ishmael.
那这些事情的发生呢，那是撒拉一开始预想不到的。
So all these things happened. It was beyond Sarah's it was beyond her imagination.
当时她想做一件好事情，要成全神的计划。
At first, she wanted to accomplish. First, she wanted to do a good things in order to accomplish God's promise.
但是后来谁知道，事情越搞越糟糕。
However, things go sideways, you know, like.
我要问大家一个问题：为什么神不阻止撒拉和这个亚伯拉罕
？So I want to ask you a question: How come God did not stop?
你知道，事实上，神给亚伯拉罕应许要赐给他，通过撒拉赐给他孩子的时候呢，就遇到亚比米勒。那件事情，亚比米勒就把撒拉就抓去要成他的妻子那件事情，但是呢，神就请亚比米勒直接讲话了，你是死人了，你不能，他是别人的太太。神向亚比米勒讲话，为什么不向亚伯拉罕讲？
So you know that when God promised Abraham that you will have a child,
it is during that time when the king Abimelech took Sarah away. And do you understand why God did not speak to Abraham? Instead, he spoke to the king Abimelech by saying that, you are that man. Did you know that this woman is his wife?
我要讲就是为什么就是撒拉和亚伯拉罕做这件事情的时候，就说什么给死女儿就生不阻止他，而是神呢像一个外邦人来讲话，阻止外邦人犯罪，神为什么不阻止神的儿女犯罪？
So my question is, how come when Abraham and Sarah did the thing, God did not stop them? However, when Abimelech took Sarah away, God spoke to Abimelech. How come he spoke to Abimelech, not speaking to Sarah and Abraham?
应该说神的孩子，神就更应该给他们讲话呀。
So, wouldn't that be more reasonable for God to speak directly to his children?
你知道大卫当时呢，大卫是神所爱的，大卫当时犯罪的时候，这个犯了奸淫，把伯士巴接回家，神也没向他讲话了。神为不阻止他呢？不是神很爱他吗？
So remember when King David sinned, he took Beersheba as his wife. Remember that time? However, God did not speak to David to stop him from doing that.
为什么一个外邦的君王做坏事，神就 stop？ 但是呢，神的儿女做坏事，神就不 stop。
How come a Gentile king, when he committed sin, God will say to that Gentile king, stop doing that？However, as the children of God, when we are sinning, yet God did not speak to us.
这个是个很可怕的事情。
So it is a very scary thing to think about.
我不知道为什么原因，但是觉得挺可怕。
So I don't understand why, but it is scary to think about this.
但是我想有一个原因，不一定对，但是我不是神，我想有一个原因。
But I think there is a one reason, but I may not be right because I'm not God, but I think there will be a one reason.
因为神就像那个希腊人，我已经讲过了，你也记得很清楚，我不再讲。
Maybe God is just like the Greek that I mentioned about. I already spoke about this. You should know. I'm not going to speak.
因为这个大卫啊，你从这个诗篇里面讲，哦，我爱耶和华的律法，你的话语是我脚前的灯，路上的光，你的话语进入我的里面，就像蜜一样甜甘甜。他知道神的话语多么的重要。
So just like David in the Psalms that he wrote, he said, "Oh God, your words are the lamp for my feet. Your words are like honey to my body, my soul." So he knew what God's words were.
旧约里面读神的话语呢，第一个要读的就是十诫。十诫里面的一诫就是不可贪恋别人的妻子。
So in the Bible that everyone knows about the Ten Commandments, so one of the commandments is do not covet.
Adultery. 所以大卫是非常熟悉的，神的话非常熟悉的。
So David knew exactly what the word of God is.
所以神说，你已经读了很多遍，你非常清楚。
So God said, oh, you already read it, you knew clearly.
神不像我们今天的这个青春期孩子的妈妈，天天讲说，你不好好学习，将来没饭吃。第二天又讲，你不好好学习，将来没饭吃。第三天，你不好好学习，将来没饭吃。不是这样的，他不像一个青春期孩子的爸爸。
So God, unlike a mother to a teenager children, you know, by repeatedly saying day after day, saying that, oh, if you don't study, then you won't have a future. And the next day, she repeat the same thing. If you don't study, you don't have a future. The next day, she say the same thing again and again. God is not like that.
一年365天都讲。
So.365 days a year, the mother always repeats the same thing.
最后孩子耳朵长茧，听也不听。
So after that, you know, like the child's ears, you know, grew numb and they stopped listening.
所以神呢讲话一般就是两遍、三遍，圣经里面讲两遍，这两个人的口定准啊。
So usually God only says things that one twice, you know, in the Bible says, by two witnesses, the testimony will be established.
所以神不会啰里啰嗦的。
So God will not be, you know, like nagging.
大卫和亚伯拉罕是很明白，跟神是，他对神的这个心意是非常清楚的。
So Abraham and David, they knew exactly, God's will.
所以神不讲。
That's why God didn't speak.
这是很可怕的一件事情。
So this is a scary thing.
因为就是任凭你，你做什么，你知道，你就是明知故犯。
So he just allows you to do it. You are doing it by knowing exactly what to do.
那神对今天对我们弟兄姐妹的婚姻的应许、儿女的应许、教会的应许，就是我已经讲过了。
So the same as for us, like our promise in our family, in our children, in the church, in everything, God already spoke.
这是一件就是说我不太明白为什么神不让亚伯拉罕承受很多的痛苦。
So I did not understand why God did not stop Abraham from doing it and yet allow him to, you know, have this kind of consequence.
但是呢，我相信神要让我们从这里面学习功课。
But I believe God wants us to learn through His story.
但不管你做了什么，不做什么，最后呢，神还是要做成他的事。
No matter what you did or what you didn't do, God's still gonna accomplish what He has planned.
我觉得我们要学的功课呢，就是不要让前面这些事情发生，我们等候神的应许。
So I felt that it is our lesson, you know, not to, instead of doing this.
有一点我相信亚伯拉罕非常清楚，就是说他知道什么叫做放监狱。
So I think I understand that exactly what Abraham knows, what it is to commit an adultery.
但是呢，因着撒拉这样的应允这样做呢，他就做了。
But because of Sarah, because her temptation, he did it anyway.
所以今天呢，就是说这中东这所有的问题几千年，就是在那里，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙在打仗。
So the problems in the Middle East for the thousands of years are because of the two descendants of Abraham.
这也并不是说神不爱以实玛利的后代。
I'm not saying God did not love the descendant from Ishmael.
那虽然他不是应许而生。
Even though he did not come from God's promise.
圣经里面记载的很清楚，在两次他呼求神的时候，神都向他们显现。
So the Bible have recorded two times when they cry out to God, God responded to them.
而且以实玛利的意思呢，就是神已经听见了。
And also the name for Ishmael, meaning that God has heard.
今天其实中东人里面，我们跟聊过一些，就是他们里面就是对神是父亲这个概念非常的陌生。
So we talked to a lot of people from Arab. The concept of God being their father is very foreign to them.
他们好像是一个流浪的孩子。
They are just like children that have, you know, wandered.
他们不敢称神是他们的父亲。
They dare not to call God their father.
因为是他们的父亲把他赶出了家门。
It is because their father has cast them out.
所以这个需要极大的一个医治，摩西要带下极大的医治。
So it needs a lot of healings in the end times. Healing has to come.
所以今天呢，神要借着耶稣基督呢，把外邦人以实玛利的后代再次要嫁接回去。
And so in the end times, God is going to heal Ishmael through the Gentiles.
那神呢，在撒拉认为他最后不能生育的时候呢，照样让他生。
So God, when even though Sarah did not believe she is going to have any children, God gave her children.
那神有没有无事情呢
？So did God miss anything?
No, 没有。
No, never.
他没有耽误。
He didn't miss anything.
那整个过程里面呢，让他们学习一个信心功课。
But through this, God is teaching them a lesson of faith.
感谢主，我们一起来祷告。
So praise the Lord. Let's pray.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
主啊，是的，主，我们知道你是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
We know that you are God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
主啊，你是信实的主。
You are faithful God.
主啊，是的，主，你说的话你必要兑现。
So whatever you have said, it is always going to come to pass.
你向我们每一个弟兄说给的应许，圣经里面的应许都要兑现。
So all the promise in the Bible for us is going to come to pass.
主啊，我们相信。
We believe.
主啊，到我们教会的应许也必要实现。
So the promise you have for our church is going to come to, is going to pass.
啊，你给我们教会应许是神迹奇事会随着我。
Your promise us and our church that signs and miracles will follow us.
而且是神迹奇事是 remarkable.
And also the signs and miracles will be remarkable.
而且周围的人听见都要涌进教会。
And people that hear through us will rush into the church.
更要像洪水一样涌进来。
Like the water into the church.
你说应许通过先知多次发愿，神要给我们自己的地方。
And also you have through your promise that through many the mouth of the prophet saying that you are going to give us our own property.
主啊，是的，主，你在这个时候，主啊，是让我们不要像撒拉和亚伯拉罕一样，就这好像不一直不生育，就开始想各种各样的办法。
Help us not to be like Sarah and Abraham because we don't bear children, then we try to find ways.
主啊，你给我们继续的来相信你的话语。
Help us to be able to continue to believe in your word.
按照你的话语而行。
According to what you have said.
不是从你而来的东西，我们一件也不去做。
So everything that is not coming from you, we will not touch.
哦，违反你话语的东西，我们一件也不去做。
Anything that against your word, we will not do.
主啊，你检查我们每一个人的心。
Examine each one of our hearts.
让我们知道我们所想所思的是不是合你的心。
Let us know that what we have thought, what we are meditating on, pleasing your heart.
主啊，我们真的不愿意陷入亚伯拉罕这样的痛苦。
We don't want to be into that kind of miserable misery that Abraham was in.
甚至我们周围的亲人、师徒劝说我们离开神道路的时候，我们要坚定不移走神的道路。
So even though our close ones, our family members trying to lead us astray, we will be firm in our feet to continue the journey.
好，我们来一起来相信你的话语，相信你的应许。
Together we will believe in your promise, believe in your words.
我们相信亚伯拉罕的神。
We believe the God of Abraham.
在这动荡的日子里面，你不要祝福你的儿女。
In this time of tribulation, you will bless your children.
主啊，你说那神震动一切的时候，你不震动的国要存留。
So when things are shaken, those will be the kingdom of God will be unshakable.
我们是你的儿女，我们一同和你坐在天上。
We are your children. We are seated on the throne with you.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的要感谢你，赞美。
Once again, we will praise you, we will thank you, Lord.
你来加增我们这群姐妹的信心。
Increase our faith.
主啊，是的，主，你说亚伯拉罕因信称义。
You said that Abraham believed and you credited him as righteous.
他的信就算为他的。
His faith became his righteous.
今天我们的信也要算为我们的义。
Today our belief will credit to us as righteousness.
主啊，你必然要来祝福你的儿女。
You are definitely going to come and bless your children.
哈利路亚，我们再次为我们的弟兄姐妹祷告，你在家庭里面来祝福每一个人的家。
Once again, we pray for our families that in your family you will bless us.
你来祝福每一个年轻人的前途。
Bless all the young people's future.
你是亚伯拉罕的神，地上天上的都是属于你的儿女的。
You are the God of Abraham. Everything that in heaven and on earth belong to the children of God.
主啊，是的，因为我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Because we are descendant of Abraham.
主啊，是的，特别你把圣灵已经浇灌下来。你说这是经过亚伯拉罕的约来浇灌下来。
Especially now you have poured out your Holy Spirit and you have said to Abraham that it is the Abraham's descendant.
感谢主，赞美主。
And praise you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.